All right, guys, we're going to jump right into it for camera operators. So the value for camera operators are you guys are the front line of what God is doing here in the gathering. And you get to respond by finding unique camera angles that really help tell a story. And so pretty much the setup process for cameras looks a lot like going and making sure that you have the correct camera that needs to either go for camera one or camera two, and making sure all the lenses for that are cleaned and the batteries are charged and ready to go. And we want you guys to feel like you can troubleshoot everything as much as possible. If you have any questions, just sit there and think for a second. All right, let me try to think about the process of how to set up. And if you're still a little bit confused and need some help and direction, that's totally fine. That's when I would suggest going and finding the director, and he'll be the one that will be able to help you through that. As far as in-gathering goes, we want to make sure that none of the cameras are cutting off the speaker at any awkward angles. So that means not cutting off the speaker at the ankles or maybe like chopping off the top of their heads there.
Yeah. We don't want to do that.
No, don't want to do that. That's not good. Or having things super duper like too close to the point that it just doesn't feel appropriate. But beyond that, we want to make sure that you also have your tripod loose enough that you're able to really follow along with the speaker and be in really good constant communication with the switcher. They're going to be the ones that are going to help you know where what camera is live and what cameras aren't live. And when your camera's not live, go ahead and find a whole new angle. Like, be creative with it. This is an area y'all can have freedom to really be creative in telling the story of what's happening in the gathering. As far as breakdown goes, we want to make sure that all lenses get packed up and put away where they need to be. That is also same for camera bodies, and make sure that we take out all the batteries as well.
Yeah, that's really good. Something that Laurel always says too about camera operators is really the storytelling part, and how you guys are, we've seen in the last couple of years how important it is for those people on the front lines that are giving everybody that's not here, whether that's by choice or not being able to be here, a chance to witness what God is up to. And that's really our goal with cameras, is that people could feel what God is already doing, the culture that God already has here at Cypress, and that they can experience that on screen because of you guys.